For ease of listening, footnotes and scriptural citations included in the print version are omitted from this audio version. Marriage ceremonies. General instructions regarding marriage ceremonies. It is a great privilege to preside over the marriage ceremony of a man and woman who desire to make a sacred and lifetime commitment to each other before God. In our society, many people regard marriage as little more than a temporary social agreement, but God's Word makes it clear that marriage is of divine origin and is a holy and binding covenant. Therefore, as ministers of the gospel and representatives of the Apostolic Faith Organization, we want to do our best to ensure that each person taking the marriage vow does so with an understanding of the obligations he or she is undertaking. As officiants who represent the Apostolic Faith Organization, there are certain duties that we must fulfill in presiding over a wedding ceremony. We must be sure that the marriage is right in the sight of God. Since marriage is a sacred institution originated by God Himself, before we commit to performing a wedding ceremony, we should be certain that the proposed union does not violate the law of God. This means that we do not marry any individual who has a living marriage partner. We do not marry two individuals of the same gender. The Bible is clear that a physical relationship between two men or two women is an abomination. We do not marry a saved individual to an unsaved individual. Since marriage is a picture of the relationship between Christ and the Church, the two must be one in faith and doctrine. We do not marry individuals who fail to regard marriage as a binding, lifetime covenant. In addition to declining to officiate at ceremonies where there is a clear violation of God's law, there are other circumstances where we do not feel it is appropriate for an apostolic faith minister to perform the ceremony. For example, we do not perform second marriages when there is a living spouse, even in cases where we believe the second marriage is a valid marriage in God's eyes. Occasionally, we will not feel clear about conducting a marriage ceremony even though the reasons are not as clearly defined. If we feel any hesitation about the advisability of a marriage, we should not allow ourselves to be persuaded to yield to the wishes of the couple and solemnize the marriage. We must be sure that the marriage is in compliance with civil law. We do not perform any marriages which do not comply with the legal requirements for a valid marriage as prescribed by civil law. Before we commit to participating, we should acquaint ourselves with the laws of the state or country in which the marriage will take place. As the officiant, we are responsible to decline to officiate at any marriage unless we are fully ordained and authorized to do so by both the Apostolic Faith Organization and the laws of the civil state. Ensure that the marriage is in compliance with civil law in every respect, including such matters as residency status, age of parties involved, issues of consanguinity, and matters of this nature. Ascertain that the marriage license has been obtained. In some locations, it must be obtained at least 72 hours before the wedding ceremony. This is the case in Multnomah County, where marriages at the headquarters church are performed. It may be advisable to ask for the license to be brought to the wedding rehearsal to be sure that it is not forgotten on the day of the event. Sign and send all legal documents to the appropriate civil agency after the wedding. We must be sure that our participation is in accordance with the following guidelines established for ministers of the Apostolic Faith Organization. We do not perform or participate in ring ceremonies, nor are ring ceremonies performed in our churches. If we are asked to officiate at a wedding outside of our church where the couple chooses to exchange rings, we must request that the ring exchange be performed outside of the ceremony that we are officiating. Our church sanctuaries are reserved for the weddings of our church members. We do not rent them out. If one apostolic faith pastor has declined to marry a couple because of questions regarding whether the union is right in the sight of God, in compliance with civil law, or advisable based upon issues of couple readiness, another pastor in our organization will not perform the ceremony. We must be sure that the couple is prepared to accept the responsibilities of marriage to the best of our abilities. As ministers, we have a responsibility to evaluate the readiness of a couple for marriage. We do not marry a couple unless we have opportunity to meet with them for counseling several times over a period of at least 2 or 3 months. This gives us an opportunity to explore the couple's personal goals and expectations for marriage and to present them the counsel of the Lord with regard to the step they are about to take. On occasion, we may be asked to perform a marriage ceremony for a couple about whom we have reservations. We must make such decisions on a case-by-case basis. Conditions that would require consideration include, but are not limited to, individuals who have previously lived together outside of marriage, individuals who have children from a prior relationship or from this relationship, premarital pregnancy, overall evidence of biblical godliness prior to premarital counseling, or relationship issues between the prospective marriage partners prior to marriage. If we have questions about whether or not a proposed marriage is advisable, we should consult with the superintendent general or our district superintendent before making the commitment to officiate at the ceremony. Once we feel clear in accepting the privilege of officiating at the marriage ceremony, our scheduled meetings with the couple should include making sure that all legal requirements for this ceremony have been met and reviewing with the couple our guidelines for weddings conducted in apostolic faith churches. Our ability and preparedness as ministers to counsel with prospective couples to prepare them for marriage will vary. If we feel our expertise in this matter is limited, we may suggest helpful seminars, books, professional counselors, mentor couples, and/or other ways to facilitate the couple's marriage preparation. There are well-researched principles that help couples build healthy marriages, and we should not hesitate to recommend resources that will help toward this goal. Finally, we must be sure that the marriage ceremony and reception follows the guidelines for weddings in apostolic faith churches. As ministers, we will participate in weddings from time to time, but to the couple being married, the wedding is one of the most significant events of their lifetime. For this reason, we want to do all we can to make this ceremony joyous and yet sacred and dignified. All the words, music, and activities in the service are intended to reflect the divine dimension of a human act of commitment. There are a number of guidelines for weddings held in our churches that will help us accomplish this. Apostolic faith wedding ceremonies use the wedding vows included in this minister's manual. The words of our wedding ceremonies have been carefully chosen to reflect the sacred nature of this event and to establish the biblical principles upon which a Christian marriage must be based. We do not allow the bride and groom to compose their own vows rather than using ours. Couples who wish to personalize their wedding may do so by reciting a poem to each other, singing a special song, or including some other special tribute of their choosing. As officiating ministers, we can add to the unique nature of each wedding by incorporating the couple's individual histories into our comments, perhaps telling how the couple met and how their relationship developed. Many times, we also include the spiritual history of the couple, sharing a part of their testimonies as a way of highlighting God's role in the marriage. Since marriage ceremonies are sacred events, those held in our church sanctuaries should not include hilarity, stunts, jokes, or inappropriate language or actions that would dishonor God. Weddings in our churches cannot be used in any way for advertising purposes. While we realize that a wedding is a happy time, it should be remembered that a serious step is being taken and emphasis should be placed upon its sacredness. Any decoration should be suitable for a church sanctuary. arrangements should be made for their removal following the wedding. Permission must be obtained for any decoration that requires the removal of church pictures, signage, or other permanent facility equipment. All music played or sung during the wedding should be appropriate for a Christian ceremony. Since the ceremony will take place in the sanctuary of the Lord, the music should be edifying and preferably sacred. It is appropriate to ask the couple to review their music choices with you while the ceremony is still in the planning stage. All attire for the bride and attendants should be in keeping with biblical standards of modesty. We ask that the women cover their shoulders and avoid plunging necklines. No matter what the current fashion trends, our policy on modest attire remains the same. Fireworks, smoking, and alcoholic beverages are not permitted in the church or on the church grounds. Items such as birdseed, confetti, or bubbles are only allowed outside of the church building if arrangements are made by the couple to have it cleaned up afterward. Each minister should keep a record of marriages performed, with the names of the witnesses and other pertinent data for future reference and for the records of the church itself.